Robert Barnes to decipher the incredible Epstein fallout, the continued cover-ups, the Munich conference with the globalists, basically all the top ones in Europe and the U.S. admitted their plan is dead. So much more on the election coming up, the government shutdown, it's all coming up. But I wanted to just play a few clips of the type of stuff coming out in the Epstein files right now. And then I'm going to come back and get into all the latest super hardcore stuff we haven't hit yet that people just dug out of this nightmare trove of 3 million that we have. Imagine what they're hiding. But first, let's start with Bondi last week saying, or Leavitt, Bondi also said it to Congress, that the White House has moved on from Epstein. No, nobody's moving on. Then you put out that fake announcement that you released all the files in an official letter to Congress. I can't believe you'd lie like that, so I believed it. Unbelievable. They put out a bunch of stuff, but not all of it. I mean, this is just crazy watching this happen. Here's the clips. We'll come back with Robert Barnes. Stay with us.
And that remains true. And this call, if it did happen, corroborates exactly what President Trump has said from the beginning. And I'm sure many of you, when you read that alleged FBI report, probably thought to yourself, wow, this really cracks our narrative that we've been trying to push about this president for many years. So we're moving on from that. Reagan.
I wanted to give you guys a quick update on Mark Tramo, who is the UCLA professor who emailed Jeffrey Epstein tips to get infants to suck more vigorously on a pacifier. I went and stood outside of his building at UCLA yesterday with a giant sign with his quote. And on the other side, it said, "Fire Mark Tramo." And I screamed by myself for an hour. At the end, when my voice was shot and I was exhausted, the department head came up to me. He let me know they're not renewing his contract, and I suggested he better get his name off of that website if they don't want this to continue daily. Guys, our voices can be heard. We just need to get out there and do it.
I had a team that did vetting and ethics. So our office was responsible for vetting every cabinet member. So, you know, and we had, in our administration, we had quite rigorous standards. And so it would be a big failure if someone turned out to have, you know, not filed their tax returns appropriately, or, you know, something like that, or, you know, a big issue that would come up would be with household help and people not paying taxes on either a nanny or, you know, a housekeeper or something like that, or landscaping people, that type of thing. I'm really disheartened by what I think is sort of the devaluing of the office, or in some ways, almost a debasing of the office of the president, which is something that, you know, I revered as White House counsel, and really felt a personal responsibility to sort of protect the sort of sacrosanctness of it. You know, not in a religious sense, but just in the sense that it's such an important office and the dignity of it, the dignity and the decency, I would say. So from that perspective, I've become, I guess, more partisan, at least in my own thinking about it.
These people, they know the brain. They know how the brain works. I mean, Epstein was there were babies that had been aborted or that were aborted by them, and they were in like a cryogenic kind of a machine that they were doing experiments on. That was very done underground, of course. He had a lot of connections. Stephen Hawking was there, and it was a lot of evil was done through him or his what he was.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support. This is when the globals can knock the power out and blame the Russians or whoever. They've already pre-programmed that. This is when they could set off attack nuke, try to shoot down Air Force One with surface-to-air missiles, blame Iran. This is the globalist color revolution that they've done hundreds of times around the world. Hundreds since 1947. Operation Ajax, Operation Gladio. The list goes on and on. I just keep saying, danger, danger, mortal danger to the country. Mortal danger to your future. I mean, I can physically feel the anxiety and electricity shooting up and down my body and the palpable, not fear, because that's not the feeling I feel, the feeling of ready to fight. And I'm fighting in the information war. I have electricity feeling in my teeth right now. I have to make myself not bare my teeth and bug my eyes out right now as I address you, because that's what I feel like. People want to conquer us. You want war? But I understand it's informational. So that's where I am right now. But I just showed you who I am. That's what I feel like every second right now. That's the urgency. Fauci and Gates and Schumer and Newsom want to destroy our future. You want us to live in bondage? You want to cut our children's penises off? You Satanist! I'm just telling you, I've never felt so much urgency. My spider sense has never even close to this much on fire. Ugh. My cells tell me I'm in a war, and to girt myself for it. And to guard myself for truth, because we are up against the scum of the earth that will give us no quarter. This is an endless war, a fight between good and evil. And in this cycle, good is rising and good is winning, and evil can feel it in its bones. And it is rising to the challenge.
Fortune tanto vulnera, spira tibus ocellis, potum amici vulnera, sutra imprevedis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Robert Barnes joins us, and I'm mainly focusing on Epstein, and the Justice Department did it again, like they did back in March of last year. Oh, here's all the files, and then it's not all the files. And I saw Fox News and all the headlines. They released a bunch of new stuff, a list they said was the client list. General Flynn and I am on there. And then you go look at the emails that were being attacked by Epstein and saying we've got to be dealt with. So why would they throw us in there? Flynn saying it's being done on purpose. I think so. And then all the new stuff has been dug out of what we do have that's so insane. Stuff like, did you know the Zorro Ranch, a foundation owned by Epstein, won an $80 million lottery in New Mexico? The corruption is so massive. You've got Woody Allen talking about cannibal recipes. You've got with Epstein. You've got Noam Chomsky. Oh, I'm fantasizing about the island. You've got buying and selling babies and children and women saying you didn't pay me enough money for the baby. This is all real. And then I like Massey and people, but MTG made the point almost 2 weeks ago. She said, well, stuff like jerky and pizza and spirit cooking, as soon as Massey's able to go in, which he was a few days later, we need to unmask, just start spot checking names, and then he can go and we'll know who it is, and then we can put pressure on the DOJ. But now all these Congress people have been in there, and I keep looking. I don't see any of them, people that I think are great. Boebert and Anna Paulina, you know, all of them. But where is that? Because we can say, oh, the DOJ is covering up and all this. Yeah, okay, great. Put pressure on them. But what should Congress be doing with this information? And almost all of it is Democrats doing horrible things. And then the Bitcoin stuff, only get in with Barnes. Because you've got in 2015, the Bitcoin Foundation breaks up and falls apart. And it's Epstein saying, let's go in and take over all the key programmers so we can control Bitcoin. And then they basically did. So what does that say about that? I mean, this is so massive. So Robert Barnes, great constitutional lawyer, popular podcaster. Find him on X. Be sure and check it out at vivabarneslaw.locals.com and Barnes_law on X. Also a great historian, good friend of mine. Barnes, I want to tackle this first and go through some of then shift gears into the Munich conference and what happened there. And also news on the midterms. They're now accusing Trump all over the news of a plot to steal the election. I thought there's no such thing. So much to get to, and your predictions on the current course, what this does to the midterms and why you think the DOJ, I think at Trump's behest, is doing this. We know from people that talk to Trump, he says, well, it'll bring down the economy. Well, this is going to bring it down anyway. So not involved in anything I've ever seen. If you've seen it, tell me. Not involved in any of the crimes, but now by extension, becoming an accessory after the fact here, why would Bondi write a letter to Congress on Valentine's Day Eve, like 6 at night, saying we fully complied, all files released, and we are unredacting the names, and here is a Epstein client list, and I'll show it, and then it gives the ways you're associated with it, and I'm in there, and Flynn's in there. You've heard my breakdown here. You can start wherever you'd like, but this is getting Twilight Zone, Robert Barnes.
No doubt about it. That's what we said from the get-go. I mean, right now what's happening is that Bondi and Blanche are running a disinformation campaign on the President of the United States and at the same time on the American people. They convinced the president that he was negatively implicated in the Epstein files because they'd been doctored Russiagate style back in April and May. And since then, as he's seen that that information was false, their secondary pitch has been that too many important people around the world are implicated for him to allow it to be fully unfettered in its public disclosures and complete transparency. And all it's doing is undermining him. All it's doing is undermining Trump is being known, you know, increasingly Democrats are running on this. It's going to be their midterm campaign slogan. Choose the working class over the Epstein class. The Trump was going ballistic all weekend, as you know, hating the Epstein administration label that is now being put on him around the country and around the world. Well, there's a real easy way to solve that problem. Simply have full and complete transparency. Disclose everything. Investigate and prosecute these evildoers. Quit listening to Pam. You've got to fire Pam Bondi. You've got to fire Todd Blanche. You should have fired him 6 months ago. Never should have hired him. But by now, you know you've been had. And as the longer he allows this to get dragged out, the more he will bleed out political capital. And he will go down as the president known as the Epstein guy, known as the Epstein administration guy, known as the pedo protector guy. That's where he's heading. And instead, they're right now out there, the administration is out threatening everybody that if you talk about this, if you continue to be critical of us, we'll cut off your access. If you have vendor contracts with anybody connected to the government or anybody else, you're going to be cut off. They're just threatening everybody. That's not the way to handle this. The way to handle this is to have full, complete transparency, what he campaigned on. This takes down the deep state. Mostly the democratically aligned deep state, but some big Republican donors in there too. But it takes down the deep state. That's who it is. The Epstein files, as you've been talking about for a quarter century. But in terms of the files themselves, for the last year, have been highlighting how these files are a roadmap to elite corruption, to what we oppose and what we face in opposition around the world, and particularly the Western world. Norway has opened up criminal investigations. France has opened up criminal investigations. The UK has opened up criminal investigations. How is it we're the only country that has it? I mean, it's a disgrace to the president. It damages his legacy. It will destroy his presidency. It will ruin his reputation and everything connected to it. All the work and effort he's made a decade plus of sacrifice will be for naught. Because he will go down as the Epstein administration, the Epstein class protector, the Epstein class representative, the Epstein president. This is a guy who Epstein, who hated Trump, who Trump outed, who Trump exposed, who Trump ratted out, who Trump got reports so the government authorities could take action against him. But he's been tricked and betrayed by the people closest to him, by Swampy Susie Wiles, by pay-for-play Pam Bondi. And I know people like Roger and other people want to defend these people. Roger, how much is enough? Come on. I mean, the Mike Davis, millions and millions of dollars. They fired, as you pointed out last week, they fired Gail Slater, the antitrust, populist antitrust head. So now that all the big corporations, the Pam Bondi can treat the entire Justice Department as a pay-for-play cash register for her lobbyist pals and friends. I know Roger Stone is one of them. I know that's why he doesn't want to talk that bad about Susie Wiles, doesn't want to talk bad about Pam Bondi. But we got to move past this. The presidency is going to be crushed. Democrats are going to seize control. That idiot nitwit Ohio Republican senator took a bunch of money from Les Wexner right before, apparently, he opposed disclosure of the Epstein files. He's done. The Democrats are going to win this House. Democrats are going to win the Senate. Democrats are going to win a bunch of key governorships unless we course correct now. Now. There's no more time. There's no more effort. You can't. I mean, instead, we're talking about going into Iran. We may have a stock market collapse. We may have all kinds of an AI bubble. In the middle of all this, the president can't be out defending, protecting, and hiding and excusing the Epstein class. He should be prosecuting and punishing the Epstein class since they've been his enemies and adversaries for his entire natural-born life and his entire political career. And the no more giving up the DOJ to the outsider lobbyists like the Mike Davises of the world, the Arthur Schwartzes of the world. None of these people. All it does is undermine the. Well, I mean, right now, Pam Bondi and Todd Blanch are in continued criminal conspiratorial violation of the Epstein Transparency Act. They're engaging in obstruction of justice. They're engaging in federal crimes. And they're doing so. I mean, you pointed out the real Epstein list should have disclosed the context of those names. Instead, they put it a bunch. They somehow magically left out the Rothschilds, apparently. It's like the main name that's all over the place in the Epstein files is the infamous banking family that has been rigging governments and debanking and basically completely sabotaging governments and promoting wars now for centuries, literally centuries. But most of them are taken out of the index. And then General Flynn is in there. You're in there. Thomas Massie's in there. Marjorie Taylor Greene is in there. That's a joke. It's an entire disinformation campaign. They designed this to mislead and confuse. They put Ro Khanna in there. I mean, it's a joke. It's obvious what they're doing. This is a deep state cover-up operation, and they tricked the president of the United States into being complicit in it. Time to no longer be complicit in it. Jettison these corrupt rogue actors like Pam Bondi, like Todd Blanch, like Kash Patel. Put people in there who actually do the job, whether that's Senator Eric Schmidt or Senator Josh Hawley or Tom Fitton or General Flynn, somebody or people from the Missouri or Texas Attorney General's office. There's a lot of great people there. Ken Paxton just took the position to side with Dr. Bowden this week in Texas, doing a great job there. So we need competent, capable, ethical MAGA people in these positions of power, not corrupt corporate lobbyists like Pam Bondi, not corrupt corporate lobbyists like Swampy Susie, not career Democratic corporate lawyers, white shoe lawyers like Todd Blanche Dubois. We need the American people and the voters to be taken first and to be the priority in the Trump administration, or Trump himself will be doomed. Trump will get impeached. Trump will get removed. He may get even removed if he allows this to keep getting dragged out and dragged out and dragged out. Enough is enough.
And by the way,
cut bait with.
And by the way, Mark perfectly said it. Didn't say it as good. Mark Mitchell is a Trump supporter. He's one of the top pollsters. He's been warning for 6-7 months this is killing Trump. The way they kicked Elon out because he didn't want to go along with the cover up, that was devastating to Doge and everything. And of course, they stick Todd Blanche's name in there because, again, they put a hotline in a few years ago or anybody could email, anybody could mail, anybody could call. There's news clippings. I'm proud of the now 40 or 50 emails I've read of Epstein attacking me and saying this guy's, you know, Pizzagate, you know, back to then. This guy says we're pedophiles, you know, all this stuff. And he's talking to all these powerful people about me. And then the left just puts out Alex Jones is in there. And even my so-called, you know, fellow right-wing pundits, they just go, oh, he's in there. He's in there. Knowing it makes me look good. But and I guess the DOJ knew, though, that would just be a scarlet letter around my neck. This is just crazy. It's absolutely nuts.
Come on, I mean, it's a half-assed cover-up job. And the goal is, hey, in a day, it's like what they did with the four names, right? They took four names. Massey asked him, he goes, are these just names in a lineup or are these names of criminal co-conspirators? They refused to disclose. Then they unredact the names. So Ro Khanna references the names on the House floor. And then like, oh, those were always names in the lineup. Ha, 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 we tricked you. I mean, this is garbage. This is garbage what they're doing. It's not a coincidence they also, in the same week, fire Gail Slater, who was the true populist antitrust person, the MAGA person, with alignment with populist left and populist right on antitrust law. And now all the big corporations, their stocks are going through the roof because they know now the antitrust laws won't be enforced anymore because it's just one big pay-for-play scheme at the Justice Department. And they tricked Trump on that one, too. I mean, it's getting embarrassing. I mean, it will ruin the president if he does not reverse course within the next 60 days. I mean, he's literally that's the time frame he's got. His window is closing and closing and closing. And if we make the mistake of going in and extended, by the way, they are out there doing public opinion polls measuring how many dead people Americans will accept in the war with Iran. How many dead American soldiers are okay? And they're talking about 10,000 or more. These are the people. Howard Lutnick should have been canned yesterday. The Howard Lutnick is what value does he add? His sons are busy getting rich off Trump's tariffs. Are probably going to get struck down on Thursday by the Supreme Court. That's the anticipated time frame in which the decision will likely issue. It's not a guarantee, but likely will issue. And his sons are going to get fabulously rich off of it. This is embarrassing.
Well, that's right.
American people.
And then you've got clearly Howard Lutnick's face at one of the little laboratory areas with the medical chairs there at Epstein Island. Lutnick moves in next to him. Tells the national news, oh, I went over once with my wife. He said, oh, I'll give you the right type of massage. We ran away. We never saw him again. Meanwhile, he's in businesses with him. He's staying at the island years later. I mean, my God.
Completely. And remember, this guy's a guy who supported Hillary Clinton in 2016. Who he's pitching Jeffrey Epstein to help raise money for Hillary Clinton in 2016. And he said that the only reason why he backed Trump this time is because Trump apparently promised to be Israel's greatest president ever. I didn't know that's what Trump was running for, was to be Israel's greatest president ever. Enough is enough. We've delivered way too much to Bibi.
Well, let me ask you this then, because I really respect you, and I respect all our big guests, because they're men and women that are right over and over again. That's who you see, where people that know what they're talking about. How are you gauging this? Because I want Kennedy and Gabbard to succeed. You know, it's obviously watching them tank like this and commit political suicide. Seppuku is terrible. But then we need to put pressure on them to turn back now. But also we need to explain each time we do attack Trump that we need to also focus on the Democrats and their open evil, the fact that they're a much greater threat, and not show up to the polls for good Republican candidates, state, local, and federal, not continue to build our populist beachhead that came out of Ron Paul, myself, the Tea Party that we took over. Trump rode in on that wave. We're not just going to salvage this. This is ours. Populism is winning all over the world. The globalists admitted at the Munich conference that everyone hates them. Their new world order is dead. So, you know, if Trump wants to commit suicide with the globalists politically, that's his issue. But we need to start talking about the next thing, the next wave, and how we reconvene this operation to save the West and the world.
Absolutely. So 1776 Law Center has a survey out there amongst the American people to look at the populist policies that ended their degree of popularity, the breadth of their popularity, the depth of their popularity. And, you know, credit to Senator Rand Paul. One of the big ones, the most popular issue polled so far in the entire country, is to remove the immunity for big pharma and big drug companies when their vaccines cause injury. Number one issue. Broad popularity, Democrats, Republicans, independents, young people, old people, white people, black people, brown people, men, women, doesn't matter, Christian, not Christian, you name anybody, basically every single group aside from like the hardcore Epstein class believes that the drug companies should be liable for their vaccine when they cause injury. This is something Robert Kennedy's working on, building up the vaccine immunity court, and we should tax big pharmaceutical companies to pay for that vaccine injury court and remove immunity at the same time. So we can have retroactive money available for the people that have already been injured, but wouldn't the vaccine still had immunity? And then we remove the immunity on a go-forward basis. This is a huge winner. Another big winner. Allow people to buy food directly from the farmer and allow the farmer to sell food directly to the people without getting government inspection licenses
and Robert,
and permission
I want to get more
first.
Into what we do at the grassroots and how you see the shaking out. But I'm about 35,000-foot view. How do we say, hey, we had big victory with Trump. you know, he's a horse that got us so far, but he decided to fall over politically, die in the ditch. And then as a leader, people need that. Who do you see? I think you kind of already said it. A Rand Paul, a RFK Jr., a Tulsi Gabbard coming out of this, a General Flynn. I think because I found out Flynn confirmed a month ago, Susie Wiles doing opposition research on him, myself, all of us. They already know what's coming in the future. They're already preparing to come after us. If we thought we had a respite till the Democrats get back in, No. They're already preparing. The old Republican establishment rebranded is trying to come in, as Bush said a few months ago, George W., I'm going to take the Republican Party back over. Well, when he says I am, he means the whole neocon system.
Absolutely. I mean, I think we have to have some contingency plans built in, whether it's the Libertarian Party, a new reform party here in America, a new third party, just in case the corrupt rhino establishment re-seizes control over the Republican Party and continues its capture of the Trump administration. But there are good people in the Trump administration all the way out. I mean, the people at the top level, mid-level, low level, there's all kinds of good populist reformers that want to do good. That's throughout the health department, throughout the agriculture department, throughout many of the State Department, Defense Department, Treasury
this
Department.
Is beyond key. We're not, the Trump admin is not just Trump or Pam Bondi and them steering us wrong. So much already was put in place by Elon and others that is good that it's night and day compared to the Democrats. So we call them out, we expose the bad guys, we call for the full release, but the left's spinning it like, oh, we better just throw our hands up and not vote and run away so they can get in, and they're even 10 times worse. No, we salvage and reorganize now and let Trump know this. But he's so pigheaded, I don't see him turning back, Barnes.
Yeah, I know. All we can do is warn him. We can say they're trying to push you off a cliff. Please don't let them push you off a cliff. If he decides to let them push him off the cliff, there's not much else we can do. But we can put in contingency planning in place. Like, for example, the Republican Party's got to dump Husted. Dump Husted in Ohio. The guy who was neck deep, took $100,000 plus from Les Wexner, tried to cover up the Epstein files. Democrats are killing him with their campaign ads. You know, Epstein class, Epstein defender. You got to dump that guy. He was always a loser anyway. You know, put somebody else in there. Probably replace Vivek as gubernatorial nominee. He's running around talking about data centers and all this other stuff that has no interest in amongst blue-collar Ohioans. So Vance needs to put some of his aligned people running in those gubernatorial and senatorial races. Otherwise, we're going to lose both of those seats unnecessarily, in my opinion. Right now, they're going to lose the Senate seats in Maine, Ohio, Iowa, North Carolina, and they're not going to gain, and Alaska. They're behind in Alaska as we speak. I mean, we've warned about this forever. Either they heed the warnings. If they don't, well, the Republican Party, the populist brand, should be the working class over the Epstein class, not the Democratic Party that has been neck deep with Epstein for forever and embedded within the Epstein class domestically and internationally and globally. But that's what's happening right now. So if Trump doesn't reverse, then we look at people who can reverse and can make policy improvements and changes within the administration, but also within Congress and with other places. And we look at contingency plans along the way. The populism, as you point out, is here to stay. The great thing, the white pill of the Epstein files, is now the world's getting to recognize that what you've been preaching for a quarter century is there in black and white. You now see exactly who these globalist elites are, how dangerous they are, how dark they are, how anti-human they are. That is a red pill of awakening to the world. And that is something we can celebrate and utilize to continue to push the populist reform movement forward against these globalist sick elites.
Let's talk about that, because, again, we're not putting all our eggs on Trump. If you look at the big picture, humanity's really winning big time. Very exciting things are happening. So don't get too down, folks. I'm telling myself that, too. We'll come back and talk about it. Ladies and gentlemen, everything we've talked about to a T is being vindicated right now. So we can obsess over the Epstein files, or is Trump covering up, or isn't he, or you know, what's Todd Blanche doing, any of that.
Men that abuse these girls, like, what does that mean?
But at the end of the day, it's 99% Democrats in there. It's the European elite. They're the ones that basically wrote the book on this crap. It's all coming out. And we, the people, the populist Christians of the world, have been vindicated in spades. And that's why we've been attacked so much. So remember, regardless of what happens with different political leaders, different populists, whether it's Orban, or whether it's Le Pen in France, or whether it's Donald Trump here, regardless, We the people of the West of America, Christendom, will continue to promote freedom and liberty and justice in the American way and expose evil. And at the tip of the spear in that fight is InfoWars. But regardless of what happens to InfoWars, TheAlexJonesStore.com is owned by Bickley, and they have set up the Alex Jones Network as our backup that is absolutely critical. And they have launched the biggest sale of the year that runs until just next Monday. So I'm saying this live on air on Tuesday, February 10th. And I'll air this later again as an ad, so you'll be seeing it later. That means you've only got 6 days to take advantage of this massive sale. Listen to this. We've got multiple bundles on the side of our best-selling products. Limited time till next Monday at midnight. And your support keeps us on the air. This is an amazing value. Ultimate Gut and Brain Bundle. Repair the gut, power the brain, the heart, everything. Bundle price, $99. Normal value, $209. Savings over 50% off. Includes bovine colostrum, the top. Private label, so incredible for your body, your skin, your hair, everything. Methylene blue tincture, we've got the best. Total game changer. You've seen the guests take it live on air. Even methylene blue fans say we've got the best. Methylene red is our proprietary system that doesn't have a bunch of methylene blue in it. It's got all these other supercharged nutrients that supercharge methylene blue, but also do a great job for your stamina, libido, energy outside of that. So if you love methylene blue, the methylene red, it's back in stock. All three of those together in a bundle at over 50% off. Then we have the Modern World Survival Stack. Rebuild, reload, defend. The bundle, $89. Normally $184. Over 50% off. Built to support the body, the toxic nutrient depleted modern world. Energy, stamina, focus, everything. Shilajit Complex, the best Shilajit gummies, capsules. You choose CMOS capsules, incredible, very strong concentrated Irish CMOS, natural iodine, 93 trace vitamins and minerals, incredible supercharger. You want this right now. Incredible for your thyroid, immune health, metabolic balance, your heart. And then Atomic Defense is the horse pill of horse pills of all the known concentrated natural detox, super nutrients to detox of heavy metals, environmental toxins, and supercharge your body and gut health. Get it all right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com and be the reason we will always be on the air one way or another. But you love sales. This one is over. I think it comes at like 57% off or something. This is over 50% off. It's running till next Monday. So I'm cutting this live on air on Tuesday, February 10th. So what is Monday? Okay. You got like 6 days to take action now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I want to thank all you that have gotten the products and all you that have been VIPs. You get huge discounts if you do that and $40 spent in the store instantly every month. But for everybody else on the fence, you're missing out. You think our info is powerful? Well, this is even more powerful. Get it now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got
Robert, let me ask you this question. You've been a Trump lawyer. You know the players. You're extremely informed. And we now know it's come out in the news that the White House is literally firing people like the antitrust lawyer just because they reportedly talked to you. So the bad guys in there are running scared. Trump has done so many great things with others, but he's clearly being deceived by Wiles and by Blanche and by Bondi. We're not just giving him a pass. We know that for past operations. But when you say he's got just 6 months or so to pull out of this, how would you recommend he do that? What can the public do to put pressure on him? I mean, the Democrats are all over the files. It's completely devastating. We already knew that who the players were. So how he's been convinced to do this is just mind-blowing. But then I want to shift gears into what you were getting into before the break, that regardless, people do need to be overall positive because globalism, the New World Order, they admit it's discredited, it's falling apart, populism is rising. We need to spend more time on that and talk about the Munich conference and what the globalists admitted there. All the main unelected EU leaders, the leaders of the EU nations, they said, everybody hates us, we're done, globalism's dead. I can play the clips. Rubio told him, yeah, your system's dead. Well, then, okay, well, then what do we build on top of that, Robert Barnes?
Yeah, the, I mean, what he can still reverse course. I mean, and nobody's going to hold it against him if he comes out and says, you know what, I've seen these files. I'm shocked and horrified by what I saw. I demand full investigations. I demand full prosecutions. I demand full transparency. I'm going to put Tom Fitton in charge of the transparency part, disclosing everything, and I'm going to put some prosecutor that he has confidence in that will actually have accountability in charge of actually getting results in investigations and indictments, that, you know, Les Wexner belongs in prison. I mean, that's putting it kindly. I think the way you put it is even more apt, which is just pass go straight to the wood chipper for a lot of these people. They committed some of the most horrific crimes known to humankind. And so just come out and do so. No, nobody's going to really hold it against them. In fact, everybody will celebrate it. Say, awesome. Let's have accountability. Trump should be the guy running against the Epstein class because he spent his whole political career running against the Epstein class. So it is time and is overdue for him to deliver on a promise he himself has made to the American people and to himself. And all he's got to do is, and what he probably needs to do with that, jettison Swampy Susie, jettison paper play Pam Bondi, jettison Todd Blanche Dubois. You be known as the Dow is the 5,000 guy. You don't want to be known as the it's not a crime to party with Epstein guy. Those are the most famous quotes ever from Pam Bondi and Todd Blanche. These are don't bleed out on the table. Stem the bleeding now, and then reverse course. Put people back in charge of the Epstein files that will actually get full transparency. But bring Mike Benz in. Bring Mike Benz in. Let Mike Benz help go through the Epstein files and provide context and meaning to people with a real report, a real task force kind of report that looks at the Treasury files, that looks at the State Department files, that looks at the CIA files. Now, he's got saboteurs in all three of those places. Soros Scotty at Treasury has been delaying any disclosure of the Epstein files that are in the Treasury Department's possession. At the same time, Narco Marco Rubio has been withholding information about what the State Department knows, and there's suggestions he may be in the Epstein files, and his name has been improperly redacted from them. Then on top of that, you got CIA Director Ratcliffe that has been lying to the president about what's happening in Ukraine, lying to the president about what's happening in Russia, lying to the president about what's happening in Gaza, lying to the president about what's happening in Iran, lying to the president about what was in the Epstein files. So this is a guy that frankly should be just jettisoned and fired and put Tulsi Gabbard in real charge, in real control. Put her allies in charge at the CIA. Not just remove Ratcliffe altogether. He has proven to be a rat. He has proven his name worthy. God gave us all a sign when he chose to name him Ratcliffe. So that's how Trump can still completely reverse course. It's like we're here in 1973, Alex, and we're sitting there talking to Richard Nixon and say, hey, Watergate was a deep state plot. Watergate was an effort, John Dean, to cover up for the corruption, the fact that his wife was a hoe on the Democratic Party payroll. That's why it's all deep state hacks that are doing the robbery. Some of the most famous, infamous Frank Sturgis and the rest going all the way back to the late 1940s. President Nixon, you don't got to go down with this ship. You don't got to cover this up. You don't have to be responsible for a deep state crime simply because you tried to replace J. Edgar Hoover from the FBI after he died with somebody that would actually not be one of his proteges like Mark Felt, who became Deep Throat. That's where the Trump is right now. This is 1973 Nixon, but it's today for Trump. Reverse course now. You don't have to go down with a ship. You don't have to destroy your legacy. You don't have to destroy your reputation. You don't have to destroy everything that you've built for the last decade plus. You don't have to make it moot that you survived an assassination attempt, survived a bankrupting attempt, survived four indictments, and survived two impeachments. You can be the guy that restored the republic and be the transformative presidency the American people voted you for with radical reform, using the Epstein files to attain it and achieve it. He now knows who's reliable, who's not, who's corrupt and who's not, who has integrity and who doesn't. He now knows, without beyond any shadow of a doubt, Cash Patel is unreliable. That's why people call him counterfeit cash. The same with paper play Pam. He knows she's unreliable. He now knows Todd Blanche Dubois is unreliable. So if he's going to be serious about reform and remedy and protecting his own legacy, protecting his own family, protecting his own friends in a real meaningful way, not the Epstein class, who his friends and family historically have not been a part of and have been long opposed by, then that's the way to do so. And if he's smart, that's, you know, the worm has turned. And he's carrying an Uzi, and he can have real success, and he can be the president the American people want him to be. Still plenty of time, Mr. President. You just got to act fast.
Now, I knew that he was picked up by Bill Barr's dad at the women's school. Bill Barr's dad was high-level OSS and CIA. We knew Bill Barr was CIA, ran Iran-Contra, then Attorney General twice. And we also then know that by the early 1990s, he worked for David Rockefeller. But I didn't realize until I saw him brag in the Steve Bannon interview, Epstein, that he was picked by Rockefeller to be his factotum or to his stand-in, his aide-de-camp. And that's why he became so powerful. So he wasn't just a super gopher. He was the factotum or the stand-in for David Rockefeller. And after Rockefeller died, basically, you know, he got even more power. People who don't know, David Rockefeller founded the modern UN, the Toronto Commission, all of it, which is the whole globalist system unifying governments and corporations for their plan. And we already knew it from its actions, but Rockefeller even wrote books bragging how he did it. So now it comes clear into view, and Mike Benz dug up all the public stuff where in 1991, Herbert Walker Bush runs the Somali operation as a money laundering operation, sets up Evergreen Transportation, or moves it from Florida, where Oliver North had run it, the CIA Air Force, moves it to Ohio, uses a Somali relocation as the cover. This has all come out. Mike Benz has revealed it. And there was Epstein again there with Les Wexner. So this is huge. It's CIA, Mossad, MI6. It's all out there. And then you look at all of the stuff that's in here. It is just mind-blowing. I would describe Epstein as like an air traffic controller with all the different globalist operations, and he was one of the main air traffic controllers who did it for David Rockefeller, you know, who'd gotten older and older. I mean, that's confirmed. Epstein wasn't boasting there. I didn't realize. I thought he was like a super gopher, but he was a super gopher. But when you're there long enough, and then all your bosses die, you become really a kingpin.
Well, exactly. I mean, what he is the ultimate middleman of the great, you know, sort of gray space, deep state operator. And that's why people are like, how could he go so sick and depraved? It's because the more sick and depraved he was, the more in demand he was, the more essential and necessary he was to these corrupt oligarchic elites. That the more that, okay, if I want something that nobody would provide, like, say, a baby, if I want to assault an 8-year-old, if I want to engage in cannibalism, if I want to drink people's blood, literally, if I want to engage in human sacrifice, who do I go to? Epstein was your boy. Epstein would provide literally anything you needed because that's he was sort of the devil's purveyor to the globalist elite. And then through it, captured control. And the two big families he was deeply embedded with were the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. You can go watch, you know, our mutual friend James Corbett's report, How Big Oil Conquered the World, and how the Rockefellers, I mean, a lot of our pharmaceutical system is due to them. A lot of our monopoly economics is due to them. A lot of the Trilateral Commission and the Foreign Empire Building is due to them. The Council on Foreign Relations is due to them. So a lot of the problems in our entire medical educational system is due largely to the Rockefellers. That's how corrupt they were. They were the inspiration not only for eugenics, but for the Nazis. They were constantly cited by Hitler himself. Was the Rockefellers Foundation's work in Germany in particular, but also the United States. And then, of course, who does Bill Gates and his father openly say they were the successors to the Rockefeller regime, to the Rockefeller approach? That's why it's not a surprise Epstein is neck deep with Bill Gates anywhere and everywhere. So this guy is a key that unlocks the corruption of the globalist elites. And the scale and scope and severity of that corruption. That's why it's always been getting these, and credit to Congressman Massey for getting this out, because imagine if this had never been disclosed, never been revealed, never been understood. The scale and scope and severity of this illegality and criminality and just pure unadulterated evil, you see a glimpse into their souls, and their souls are dark and empty. This would not be out there. This would not be known to the broad American and global public, but for the noble, worthy efforts of Congressman Massey and Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who took a lot of heat from the president, unfortunately, because he got snookered and suckered into it. I mean, even though as we said, you go through the reports, you find all this exonerating information to President Trump.
We find out he was the guy that first dropped the dime, and we have Michael Wolff, who's in there more than almost anybody, talking to Epstein about how do we get Trump. Well, he was never with girls. He never got massages. He's the guy that dropped the dime on me over and over again. And it doesn't matter. That's the Greek tragedy of this. then there's Trump doing this. So I want to hit a bunch of other areas here in the time we have, but you're absolutely on target, never more so. Look at this Bitcoin information, overhead shot. So you've got him 2015 talking to all these top Bitcoin scientists, engineers, and he's talking about how the Bitcoin Foundation has fallen apart, which you can look up in history it did, and how they were going to take it over, which they, to a great extent, did take control of, so they could control the inside engineering, and then they could basically create phantom Bitcoin to manipulate the market and control it. And folks, I'm not saying get out of Bitcoin, but the bottom line is intelligence agencies are all over it. It was created by Western intelligence, I believe. They always create a tax-free foundation for it. It later fails. And then the big guys come in and grab it. Look at OpenAI and Sam Altman. You know, oh, it's a foundation, you know, nonprofit. Then, oh, it fails. And, oh, now they take it over. Same thing with Google and InQtel and all of it. So then he swoops in. CIA creates it. Israel basically comes in, takes it over. So we've got all these top investors saying, hey, you know, when you find out who owns Bitcoin, you won't be happy anymore. What do you make of this? Because it's not just Epstein boasting, and I'm not saying they have full control, but in fact, here's Dan Pena. We'll pull a clip up of him here in a minute. If you knew who was really buying Bitcoin, you would run as fast as you effing could. Well, let's be cold-blooded. I don't own defense stocks. I don't own any stocks because I don't want to get in the middle of it. But the fact that the globalists are in Bitcoin and pump it up and dump it and pump it up and dump it, it's like their cash machine. I see it long-term is probably one of the safest things because the devil runs it. Now, down the road, they'll probably try to take it away from people and just run it themselves. And I'm not telling people get into Bitcoin, but I mean, you just heard my breakdown. What do you think, Barnes?
So, you know who's been outing this now for several years, and because of it, got subject to the federal government under the Biden administration, tried to put him in prison for life. This is Bitcoin Jesus. Roger Ver outed this several years ago. Roger Ver said the intelligence agencies have co-opted Bitcoin, and they're trying to take control of it, sabotage it from its freedom capacity, from its liberating capacity, from its empowering capacity into a control mechanism. And you have a lot of these tech bros that have surrounded the president, many belatedly, many were opposed to him throughout 2024, that want to push a central bank digital currency. This is what Marjorie Taylor Greene has been warning about. And is it a surprise that Epstein is the guy who introduces Palantir to Israel, but then Israel uses it to try to bring it back to the United States as a surveillance state operation? So it's all, you know, what Epstein is a glimpse into all these little different areas of sub-corruption, the efforts to try to harass and change Bitcoin has such great liberating potential. That's why Roger Ver was such a patron of it, such a supporter of it. That's why he's called Bitcoin Jesus, is because he was such an initial promoter of it. And he's a sincere, authentic guy. And for that, they try to dummy up bogus criminal charges against him that were complete garbage. Now, my understanding is those charges are ultimately going to get dismissed. Hopefully they do. But why would that ever happen in the first place? It's because Epstein was trying to corrupt everything he touches. It's the reverse Midas touch. It's literally the devil in the Garden of Eden. That's who Jeffrey Epstein is and was and represents and manifests. And the only way you deal with that is you expose it to the world, number one, so that the world gets a crash course and a master class and a true red pill about how the Matrix operates. But at the same time, you do then use it to go after these corrupt rogue actors, to get out of these corrupt rogue institutions, to change institutionally our policies, to put these people in prison where they belong, to take them out of positions of power like needs to happen. I mean, some people on the Democratic side realize this. They're happy to see their corrupt Epstein class within the Democratic elite get their heads taken off. Republicans should have the same approach. Any Republican that's in there, Howard Lutnick or otherwise, needs to be out. Needs to, at minimum, be purged from respectable opinion. That's for gosh darn sure. That when they're neck deep in this, when they're lying about what they're involved with and all the rest. And so it shows how it can be used. The president still has the opportunity, still has the window of opportunity to be able to use the Epstein files to champion the interest of the American people against the Epstein class, and further expose the Epstein class, prosecute and punish the Epstein class, and ostracize and isolate the Epstein class, and get away from any policy that have been infiltrated or influenced by the Epstein class, whether that's foreign war or domestic economics. Doe should be looking into the Pentagon. Doe should be looking into the CIA. Doe should be looking into into Fort Knox. Doe should be looking into the Federal Reserve. But how Trump is not helping himself by promoting somebody for the Federal Reserve based on how the guy looks, but who is actually himself connected to the Epstein files, whose father-in-law is connected to the Epstein files. The Estee Lauder regime, that's whose father-in-law is. I get he's a big donor. So what? These people have gotten paid.
Well, don't forget Jean-Luc Brunel over there running operations just as big, and with Epstein dead. It goes on and on. So Barnes, I've got Kyle Serafin coming on, who literally is one of the only people I know that is as accurate as you. I'm not kissing your asses. It's just, I don't even know if listeners get the accuracy you're getting here, because that's why I get so upset with everybody else. When I make a mistake, which is rare on a big thing, I admit it. I came out Sunday and I said, the White House said they released it all. They complied with the full law. They redacted everything and put out the list. It was nighttime. Everybody was saying it. I said, wow, this is great. I'd heard the White House was going to redact. She'd said that to Congress. And then I woke up in the morning and I was totally set up. But the point is, I came right back and said I was wrong and I was set up. Very rare. But that was a betrayal. The people I talked to that were at the White House, they were led to believe this, just like Bondi's done before. Well, she did it a few times. We could say she was an idiot. Is she an idiot and just handed this and told to say it? Is she a real villain, or who are the real villains?
Oh, Paper Play Pam is a real villain. Todd Blanche is a real villain. I believe that they have secretly cut a deal to not only cover for the deep state. The quid pro quo is, hey, deep state, we won't prosecute you. We'll cover up the Epstein files. We'll snooker Trump into being complicit in the cover-up of those files that would have otherwise exonerated him and incriminated his enemies. And in exchange, you don't say anything about us turning the entire Justice Department into a massive cash register for our lobbyist pals and allies, people like Mike Davis, people like Will Chamberlain, people like Arthur Schwartz.
And by the way, Kyle Serafin in February and March of last year literally predicted all of this.
Yeah, absolutely. I call Kyle the Grim Reaper of corrupt FBI agents because of how many people he's been able to successfully expose.
Yeah, somebody should take that meme where it shows the Grim Reaper going door to door and put Kyle Serafin's face on it. And then,
yeah, absolutely. Somebody he's going that. One by one by one. He was the one who outed what we believed was true. He's the one who confirmed it was true. The person running the FOIA at the FBI is one of rogue Christopher Wray's people. Why is that person in charge of the Epstein files? Of course they're going to sabotage it.
And now,
of course they're
and now
betray
they've been firing
the
good agents and bringing ones that ran Russiagate back.
Well, now we know why none of these whistleblowers were brought back. Because Cash Patel, in order for this scam to work, they needed no honest people there. When they removed Gail Slater last week, that was the last honest one. Harmeet Dillon is now playing ball. That's why she's not pursuing your good civil rights case. You documented the suit.
I was told by multiple sources that the DOJ flipped out and they got rid of her when they learned that you met with her. Is that true?
No, that's what their official excuse is. I'll tell you what the backstory is. So Gail Slater is a real deal antitrust. Comes from she worked for Senator Vance, then went in. What was happening was the various illicit mergers, bad, monopolies that are taking place in big tech, big pharma, big ag, you name it. She was wanting to prosecute. So she brought in a bunch of people with her, including a well-respected tenured professor for 30 years. Then what happened is Pay for Play Pam would hire Mike Davis or Arthur Schwartz, pay him millions of dollars. They would go to Pay for Play Pam and say, dismiss this case, approve this merger, dismiss this antitrust case. And what was happening is Gail Slater and the people within that, it's now publicly reported, said, oh, no, this is a violation of the law. This is against what the president wants. This is against what the vice president wants. This is against what we campaigned on. We're not going to be corporate whores in the Justice Department. We're not going to turn into a cash register. They were so, Pam Bondi was so enraged, she fired everybody that was underneath Gail Slater. Because Gail Slater had the protection of the vice president for so long, she was unable to remove her, but she was aiming to, leaking false information against her, leaking smears against her. They've been libeling me repeatedly because I came to her public defense. And my source wasn't her. My source was Mike Davis himself, because he's running around bragging about this corrupting effect in order to get corporations to pay him millions of dollars.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I was told, is that you didn't, and they just said that. So can you do 5 more minutes? I'm going to finish up.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good. Maybe you can come a little bit longer with Serafin. This is really making me sick. And by the way, folks, the reason we know how Trump operates is we have the inside baseball. We don't just say he's in the dark to make it like, okay, we're not attacking him. Trump ripped these people in to do all this, said he was going to bust up trust, and then it gets undermined because everything's so complex. And it's over and over again. Barnes, how do people find your show?
You can go to vivabarneslaw.locals.com. That's where we put up all the content. Got a trilogy of hush-hushes on the Epsteins, including Ghislaine Maxwell and Robert Maxwell. If you understood their connections, you could understand the whole deal. But as an example of a good case that she should be pursuing, Harmony Dillon, the Civil Rights Division, that Ed Martin tried to get them to pursue, that Todd Blanche shut down, fired Ed Martin, and Ed Martin got kind of reinstated, but it's not clear what power he really has. But Harmony Dillon is running cover now for the corruption of Blanche and Bondi. And while she's not pursuing these important cases, your case lays out how the state court systems of Connecticut and Texas deliberately violated your federally protected civil rights.
By the way, speaking of the
rights.
Devil, you were on the case. You predicted it all. I just didn't want to make myself about this, but this is a famous, very important civil rights case. So I want you to speak to that. You read my mind, even though I didn't tell you this was coming up. We're simpatico, so stay there. Listen, I can't do this without you folks. I need your support. We have the biggest sale so far of the year ends tomorrow night at midnight Central Time. 55% off. Mega sale store-wide. I didn't realize this. I was plugging the last sale that I thought ended today on the two triple packs where you could get Irish sea moss, Shilajit, and bovine colostrum, where you could get the ultramethylene blue and two other great products together and 50% off. No, I'm sorry. I screwed the pooch on this because I didn't actually read the promo they sent me this morning. 52% off site-wide. So this is the biggest sale of the year now. That's not just on the bundles. That's 52% off site-wide. Your support is what keeps us on the air. When you support this broadcast, it really changes the world. So take action now. I had no idea we have a 52% store-wide sale, and so I apologize. I got that wrong. I was still reading. This morning they called me and they said, no. The 52% off goes until tomorrow now. And they were talking, and I was busy, and they told me something. I heard them say site-wide, and I just got busy. So I just pulled up the old plug and said, well, it was going to end today, but now it goes to tomorrow. No. The old sale ended early because the new sale runs for 48 hours. So there you go. If you haven't had ultramethylene blue, if you haven't had Irish sea moss, if you haven't had the amazing bovine colostrum, if you haven't experienced it, you need to get it. Methylene, ultramethylene red is proprietary to us. Very, very special. It's all available right now at thealexshowstore.com, and it's not owned by me. So if the bad guys are able to shut down InfoWars, that is imminent. I know we've survived a lot, so people don't take it serious. You will if they're successful. I'm going to keep fighting, though. I mean, they're trying, like, March 7th. It's all going down. And you got the Onion owner, Bloomberg operative, openly saying he's about to get it in interviews. So they're making their move. TheAlexShowStore.com. That funds the Alex Jones Network, keeps InfoWars on the air. But regardless, take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. 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 50% off till tomorrow night. We sell the best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, and knives at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And they've had some awesome daggers and awesome trench knives. That's all great. But I said, I want a wide selection of high quality folding knives, flip knives, you name it. So people have a one-stop shop. They got in a few thousand knives a few months ago. They sold out very quickly. Four or five great designs. They got a bigger shipment in just the last few days. Our sponsor, just really top-flight knives. These knives, this knife right here you see in the green, highest quality Damascus steel, all of it. These sell in stores for $75 all day. We're selling for $40, $47 bucks. Okay? So look at that flip. Flips right out. Got a nice little, my signature on it, real small. It's a nice little memento. You support the broadcast. That is a really nice knife. It clips on to your belt buckles. We have it in the green. We have it in the murdered out black. We have it also in silver without it being blacked out. Those are great knives. Those are the new designs. Now, those 200 left of the Skull Crusher World War II trench knife with the Spartan tip of the spear. So they held those back. Those are available. A little bit left they held back in their overstock of the Fire with Its Beauty. But this is a really cool knife. Alex Jones Phantom Folding Knife. Limited stock of that came back in. Also, the Alex Jones Burnt Orange Folding Knife. And this is the knife that sold out the quickest of any knife. They got 500 of these. 1,000 now just came in. The first one sold out like in hours. Alex Jones Ring Blade. I guess those are popular. This is something I didn't really call for, but it's awesome. Got that ring on the back. Got the deal. It's really nice. Those are all back in stock right now at thealexshowstore.com. While you're at it, get Methylene Blue, Irish Sea Moss, and more. And check out the Patriot Apparel, thealexshowstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.